This is Ann Graham Lotz with a Mayday, Mayday distress call for prayer. Pray with me now. Exalted, blessed, and highest high God, we worship you as one who has the final say. When you speak, demons tremble and the earth quakes. Your voice is like the sound of rushing waters. It drowns out and silences every other voice that is raised. No one can appeal over your head because you are the final authority for all things, for all time. What you say is so. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. Your word is fixed. It stands firm in the heavens. We can take you at your word. No one or no thing is more powerful than you are. You are omnipotent. No one or no thing is hidden from you in this life or the next, in this generation, in the last generation, or in the next generation, in the visible world or in the invisible world. You are omniscient. No one or no thing is lost to you. No one can go where you are not. We cannot escape you in the highest heaven or in the lowest hell. You are omnipresent. One day, every voice raised in profanity, obscenity, and blasphemy will have to acknowledge that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One day, your glory will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. You are enduringly strong. You are entirely sincere. You are eternally steadfast. You are immortally gracious. You are imperially powerful. You are impartially merciful. And you have the last word. We are turning to you for 1 hour today and on each of the following 7 days, confident that you are over all. We acknowledge that the authorities that exist have been established by you. Therefore, we appeal over the heads of the leaders of the world to you, El Elyon, on behalf of our nation and the kingdoms of this world. We know we have plunged into the yawning abyss of destruction. We know we have rebelled against you, disobeyed your word, flaunted our right to sin, and even denied your existence. We are little dust people who are small specks in the universe, shaking our little dust fists in your face. You have every right and every reason to flick us into eternal oblivion. But please, have mercy on us. We turn to you. When rumors of wars encircle the globe with a nuclear echo, when threats seem to come endlessly from wicked, lawless dictators, when nations rise against nations and anarchy reigns, when ruthless, black-garbed Islamic jihadists sweep through cities and villages beheading, crucifying, shooting, burning, or raping any and every person that does not conform to their own ideology, when radicals seek to forcibly establish their religion in preparation for the coming of a false messiah, when treaties are not honored so that alliances are shattered and time-honored friendships can no longer be trusted, when larger, stronger, richer nations bully and invade smaller ones, disregarding sovereign borders, when your chosen people are abandoned so that they stand alone in the family of nations, we come to you in the name of the one whose very nature is God, yet took upon himself the very nature of a servant. We come to you in the name of the one who appeared as man, who humbled himself to the lowest death and was raised to the highest place. We come to you in the name that is above every name, the name that one day every tongue will confess and before whom every knee will bow. We come to you in the name of the one who has been exalted to sit at your right hand with all authority placed under his feet, the most exalted high God. We come to you in the name of Jesus. For the glory of your name, amen.